It's Galesburg Live. My name is Eric Canson. It's six above. My guests on hour two are Harvest Sons. I don't know if the whole band's coming or not, but my friend Seth Coquit's coming from Fat Fish Pub. Neil Manila will be in the studio. Manila. And Rick Sandoval is here now on hour one. Up early. And are you right to work selling cars after this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. Saturday till four?
Till three.
Till three. Okay.
Till three.
Out at Galesburg Nissan. How Galesburg many days you been there now?
Started Monday.
You got a full weekend.
Yeah. It's a great fit. Mm-hmm. Comfortable place.
Yeah.
You know.
Some other folks there that sell that you have known for a long time, I bet, in the car business.
Well, of course.
Or not just sales, just the whole staff.
You know. Of course, Jeff Klink, I've known him mm-hmm. a long time.
Yeah.
You know, Chad Warren, there's J.D. Putnam.
Sold me a car.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome guy.
I can tell you that now that you're on the same team.
Chad Warren once sold me a car.
He's a good cat.
You couldn't pick better to work
good people.
With,
yeah, you know? Yeah. That's great.
You know, they...
Do you ever see people, I have to ask you, because you feel like a loyalty to the people you sell the car to, but the people who buy cars from you feel a loyalty to you too.
Right.
That's our car salesman. That's Rick.
That's my guy.
That you run into and you know they've bought three in a row off you and they bought the fourth somewhere else. I bet you, of course you've seen that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But they feel bad.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You go into Baskin Robbins, you're not going to like all 31 flavors.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
No problem.
You've experienced that over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, as long as they're looking for something that I have close.
Yeah.
Or it's, you know, they gave me a shot.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, they beat your deal. I didn't even see you. Oh.
Rick's going to be so mad.
Yeah, and I get people that, and I'm like, you know, don't worry about it.
Right. You'll be back. You'll come.
That's the second largest investment in your life, next to your house.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And then your kids, and they're all over the place.
Right, right. And you have three boys that make up Sandoval Brothers.
Yeah. Steven, Ryan, and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And everybody's, you know, that. The funny part about that was when we made the shirts. And
for Sandoval Brothers Racing.
Yeah.
Tell folks what that is. By the way, if you don't know Rick Sandoval, if you're just coming in, he's from Abingdon. He's been selling cars in this area for nearly 30 years. Over 30 years. Abingdon High School graduate. Where'd you go to college?
Lake Story University. Carl Sandburg College.
Lake Story University. Was that a name for it back then?
Lake Story University.
That's great.
Hey, it's got an island in it, man.
Yeah.
How many colleges have an island? Right there.
You're right. They
you think about that.
Yeah. Rick also has three sons who all compete. And they all have motorcycles,
yeah.
Dirt bikes, high flying,
flat track. We do flat track. We do motocross.
Yeah,
you know.
And that started how many years ago?
Oh, geez. Steven was 12. Steven's 23 now. Going to be 24 this year.
Uh huh.
Long time.
Did you put Mom and Pop Sandoval through that when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
You did the regular stuff.
I did normal stuff.
Football.
You know. Football.
Bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. That's an Abingdon thing.
Yeah. So Sandoval Brothers Racing, that's a pet. Selling car, your sons, and you got to go to work and you sell cars and have those relationships. But then it's a big part of your life. Like,
yeah.
Racing all the time is there.
Yeah. You know, and everybody's got their thing in life. You know, some baseball, softball, basketball,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. That's our niche.
Yeah.
And it's something that.
That's another family. You go, and that's a whole day, and all those people there are your family, too.
Yeah, and just to say that quality time,
mm-hmm.
you know, are the kids in the van? Yeah, they're in the van. They might be on the phone, but guess what? We did a trip to DuQuoin a couple weeks ago, and 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
you know.
An indoor race.
In the van. Yeah.
Yeah.
But 4 hours down there, we were all just hanging out. They might have been sleeping or whatever, but, you know, it's tough, and you know.
Yeah.
When kids get older, it's tough to get
everybody. You found a way to corral all three of them for most of their youth and be with you and other family members
the whole
time.
And they like doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
And I knew where they were at.
Did one follow the other like, oh, if he's going to do it, I'm going to do it. I can do it better than him.
You know what? Ryan, my middle son, started mm-hmm. first.
Okay.
And then Steven kind of followed in.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Big Al, it was just, it's just a drop.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something I've never regretted doing. I've had more fun.
You probably had cycles when you were a kid. You just didn't do it professionally or amateur.
No, I was the one that would put the bricks on a ramp and jump bicycles and tear bicycles apart.
Yeah.
You know, not till later on did I get a motorcycle, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an indoor? There's an indoor race. Isn't there something?
We've got an indoor
ice race.
Ice race.
That's
Civic
crazy.
Center.
That's crazy.
Wednesday night.
You told me about this a couple weeks ago, and of course I've heard of it. I didn't know your sons did it. It's part. So it's what to keep them busy in the winter. They can put their motorcycles on ice.
Yeah, it's kind of a twofold thing though, because you know they always talk about the guys from California being fast because they race on black dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not lucky to have the clay tracks that we have in the Midwest.
Right.
And that's why they're fast when they come back here. Well, the ice is two things. One, you keep riding. But two, it's that feel of the bike.
Yeah.
You know, so you get a better feel for the bike.
Does it help you when you get back on dirt?
Oh, yeah.
That you've been on ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
You know, we're lucky. Rick and Don Ginther just live east of Abingdon, and really good friends. I've known those guys for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky that Rick lets us go to the Ginther Race Compound. And they're great people, and that's what's helped the boys. And it's anything. It's seat time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we are our own tracks, our home tracks, Macomb. Of course, you know, you got Galesburg Motorcycle Club, Pekin Motorcycle Club. This is a funny one, Central Illinois Motorcycle Club, and they're south of Mattoon.
Mm.
I mean, a little town called Neoga.
Yeah.
And, of course, then you do the national. Steven's a national number. He's a singles AFT
rider. Sure, yeah. Time trials you guys go up to, right?
The TTs?
TTs. Is it, am I saying it right? Is it time trials?
It'd be the tourist trophy.
I'm not even close.
It's the only time in a flat track race that there's a jump and a right-hander.
Yeah. All the boys can do the jumps?
Yeah.
Not bothered by the jumps? That's great.
You know, and we do motocross, and the motocross helps with those.
Yeah.
You know, so you know where you're going to jump, and you know where you're going to hit your spot, and yeah.
Been some, and let's lay it on the line. It's not all cherries. There's been probably a few corners that were scary moments for Dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but the kids seem to get hurt worse off the track. You know, Steven did a face plant, or not Steven, but Ryan. Steven was pulling his brother on the wagon. We know those.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Run into the side of the building, you know, the garage. Oh, brakes are out on the bike. Well, your brother didn't tell you, didn't hook him up. Smash in the side, and you know.
What are the ages?
Steven's 23, Ryan's 19, and Alex is 17.
Mm-hmm. A-Town Tornadoes. All of them.
Well, Steven was a commando.
He was a commando, like Dad.
Steven was a commando.
Like Dad.
Ryan was a mid-commando, finish-up tornado. Alex has been a tornado all the way through. And, as a matter of fact, Alex and all the A-Town varsity boys bowling team, they are down in Jerseyville today in regionals.
All right, well,
so big shout out to those guys.
Well, shout out to those guys, and maybe they'll make the Hometown Heroes of the Week list soon.
I tell you what,
I'm going to take note of that for the FM 95 morning show. All right, thanks,
yeah.
Sandoval. Rick Sandoval is our guest. He's from Abingdon. He's been selling cars in the area for over 30 years. Heads up Sandoval Brothers Racing. Yeah, it's the three boys, but they got to answer to Dad because I think he's writing the checks, or he was for a while anyway.
What do you mean, was? But we've got great sponsors, so, you know,
that
I'm
helps,
not all
huh?
of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
We're going to take a quick break, but say startup, and I know I ask you this a lot, but we've never talked about it on this show. People come out and see that sport. Families come out. It's a great family atmosphere with food, intense, you run into people.
You've
you
been
know.
There.
I know, I've been there.
Yeah.
What, and then people come out and little kids get inspired, like, Dad, I want to do that. What's a startup I want? Full uniform, safety, and a bike.
Oh, boy.
For a 12-year-old.
Oh, a 12-year-old. So you're probably on 100. So you're probably looking, you can find a used bike, let's say, just start out. $1,500.
Look for a good use. Don't have to buy. You don't have to go top of the line, right? God,
yeah, that's our budget line.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, get a good helmet for a couple hundred dollars. People always try to scrimp on a helmet. Cheapest helmet. No.
Don't scrimp on the helmet.
Is your helmet, what's your kids or what's your safety worth?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And the gear is nothing. The gear might be $100. Boots maybe $100. Mm-hmm. Chest plates, you know. You're probably looking at wanting to do it right, being around, you know, $3,000.
Yeah. It's not horrible.
No, $3,000.
Use your resources, friends that race. Ask them, hey, I know a guy that's got a...
Yeah.
They just took this off.
My kids' bikes are like shoes and coats. They just get handed down.
Yeah, that's great. You probably don't know how many they've had over the years. So many.
The last new Harley I bought was in 96. Since that time, I've bought 24 motorcycles.
My goodness.
And not one of them's hit the road. I still got one that you can ride. I keep trying to get you to go, and you won't go.
Rick Sano, it's not that I won't. I'm always working. You just always...
I'll talk to Laura. I'll get this done.
That's where you got to start. Rick Sandoval sells cars with his friends over at Galesburg Nissan, Jeff Klink in the game, for a week now.
Yeah.
And that's,
great place.
That's where you can find him today. You guys are open until 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yep. More with Rick coming up on not just selling cars, not just with the Suns on the weekends and most of the year with a dirt track racing, but local government Rick's involved in too, and why. Because that doesn't turn me on at all, but Rick has a reason. 731, it's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.